my very close attention as well as you.
So Peter and I are here today at New Parliament House, and we have served this document to Matt Common, the CEO of CBA.
You can also see here in this document that the Australian and New Zealand Bank was given $1.1 trillion. But it was not only $1.1 trillion, it wasn't Australian money, it was $1.1 trillion American Treasury Reserve notes.
And the Australian Reserve Bank was given how many tonnes of gold?
12,000 metric tonnes of gold at 4% to be matured in 30 years. So we can also look at the Westpac Bank Group. That was also given $1.1 trillion in 1967 to be matured in 30 years at 4%.
And supposed to be dispersed, sorry to interrupt you. So on that maturity after 30 years, it was supposed to be dispersed to you and me and all the people for humanitarian projects. But no one's seen a cent.
So today, we did serve Matt Common, as we said before. So this is the first there may be of their acknowledgement of these facts. And Australia should have been in a mass prosperity program. None of the homes should have been collected at a minimum since 1997, because that's when that was to be released.
Yes, but really the question for CBA is, where's the $660 billion that was accruing 4% interest from 1967. Just wondering where that's gone.
And they're talking about the rubbish scams, and that scams are scams, but they are rubbish scams compared to the monumental scam that's been taken on by the banks or committed by the banks against the Australian people at a minimum since 1997, when these funds were supposed to be given out. And when you think about if every Australian man and woman were given roughly about $500,000, that adds up to about $1.25 trillion. So imagine what $660 billion at 4% accruing at 30 years amounts to. It's probably about $3 or $4 trillion. So that means all the home loans since then would have been all obsolete and paid out.
Yeah.
Because we know for a fact, if you look in the bills of exchange under promissory notes, that all loans are fraud anyway, because they make you fill out a contract, a promise to pay, which is the promissory note in the Bills of Exchange Act 1909. They put that on their ledger and then they give it back to you in digital dollars in your bank account, for which you then have to pay interest. But they only release the principal, so they create a debt slavery society. But today starts to unfold, and we're going to expose this scam. You just have to see how they act.
So we'll have more information at corruptionwhistleblower.com. We're going to put these documents up there on corruptionwhistleblower.com and on Corruption Whistleblower, the Telegram channel. So we'll post these documents up there, and we will be continuing to serve the documents on Westpac this afternoon and tomorrow on NAB and ANZ. And then we will be going personally to the AGMs and continue to serve the documents to raise their awareness as to their crimes and to eventually audit them. So we'll be auditing them soon, and no doubt the entire nation is going to look forward to a true and independent audit of these four criminal banks.
Thank you very much.
Salary purposes. 30 years after the 1967 deposit, are you aware of any of that?
Can I?
Working there, and that's got all the evidence in it, and
then
you'll get orders to order it.
We're coming after it.
Yeah,
that's what we're telling you.
Yeah, so we just want to let you know.
It's stamped by the full bench of the International Criminal Court, 18 judges.
Okay. And John Howard.
So it's serious stuff.
Yeah, John Howard signed off in 2007, so it looks like the four big banks and other subsidiary banks have got quite an amount of money, including the Reserve Bank of Australia, that, it was a bit with their permission to...
Yes. So the original deposit is coming after the money.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks.
Good afternoon. We've just served Anthony Miller, the CEO of Westpac, and informed him of the billions and trillions that they, it looks like they have embezzled the people's money that was supposed to go to humanitarian projects from 1997 onwards. So this is the document that he got, and we'll be back tomorrow to serve NAB and ANZ.
Yes, and today we also serve the Standing Committee. So they've all received this document that Donna's holding here, and it's a firing shot across the bow. It's not the order, but we have to give them notice before we give them order so they can brace themselves for what's coming. The original asset depositors are coming for the money.
So that's what we informed Anthony Miller of, that the original depositors are looking for where the trillions of dollars have gone. So we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Taking back the nation one bank at a time.
That's that. Woo.
It's bigger than Australia.
Yeah, so it's all here, and you'll see it's all been signed off by the Prime Minister. Sent us off by John Howard and numerous people here. So we've got all the documents here.
Sorry,
it's just they're just serving these documents on him. We'll get a bit more information from you.
No worries. All right, thank you. I've now got this coming.
Yes, thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Right away.
ANZ Bank in 1967, it's 1.1 trillion, and was denied and given to the public in
I'm allowed to, because we're not in formal proceedings.
By John Howard, the excellent correct document, and it's also signed off by the full bench of the International Criminal Court. Because we've been given a mandate to collect the receipts of that.
So we need to take this one.
What's that? And so any communication, so this is a notice, will be based on a formal demand.
Of course.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't exactly need to assert those.
Is there?
Yes, there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, there is quite an important issue.
The full bench of the International Court, Justice, International Criminal Court, signed off by John Howard, the stated to the true and correct document. So the NAB, if you look here in NAB, received $700 billion in 1967. So the depositors are coming after the money.
Thanks. Thank you. Hello, here we are again at New Parliament House. We were here yesterday on the 18th of November, and we're here again today on the 19th of November, serving the four big banks. So yesterday we successfully served Matt Comyn from CBA, and we served Westpac Andrew Miller. And this was the document that we served. So today we served ANZ, Nuno Matos, and Dr. Anthony Warren, who was his offsider, and NAB Andrew Irvine. Would you like to speak to the document?
Yeah, so what was served today was this document here, which shows that those four major banks, the ANZ was deposited $1.1 trillion US Treasury Reserve notes, the Commonwealth Bank was deposited $660 billion, and the Westpac Bank was deposited $1.1 trillion at 4% for 30 years. So that was supposed to be released to the public, 50% of that after maturing, which would have been much more than $5 trillion or $6 trillion. So 50% of that was to be released for humanitarian projects, but it clearly wasn't. So it involves fraudulent conveyance by all the four banks and the other three banks that have concealed these prosperity funds to the entire of Australia. So that what that means is that every collection of a home loan is total fraud, because the money was there to give back to humanity. And the other 50% was to be rolled over for a further 30 years at 4%, for another humanitarian and prosperity package. Now, this document signed off by 18 judges of the International Criminal Court. It was also signed off by John Howard and the Honourable Member Nicholas Minchin in 2007 to show that this document is absolutely true and correct.
Now, Peter, can I ask what happened and how much the RBA got?
The RBA received 12,000 metric tons of gold in 1966 at 4% accrued over 30 years, which means in today's terms there would probably be about 42,000 metric tons, which they can now no longer return back to the international depositors or the originating depositors of that gold. So we believe that they're in a spot of trouble, not just a spot, we believe they're in a deep hole, that they will not be able to return the funds to the international or the originating depositors. So we wait and see what happens in the next process. They've been put on notice today. The formal demand will go out in the next 2 weeks or thereabouts. But in the serving, we also served, could you read out the names of the Standing Committee?
Oh, yes, we did. We served the Standing Committee on Economics, which was held on the 18th of 19th, which allowed us access to the four big bank CEOs. So the chair of the Standing Committee on Economics was Ed Husick. The deputy chair was Simon Kennedy. We have Julianne Campbell, Matt Gregg, Madonna Jarrett, Jerome Laxell, Henry Pike, Sally Sitchu, Allegra Spender, and Aaron Fiore. There were the 10 MPs that asked questions, and the documents all got served on them yesterday on the 18th, and also served to Ms. Kate Roganveen. She was the inquiry secretary, and she received the full documents and then updated cover page today. So they've all been served with this public notice that the originating depositor has appointed 12 trustees in Australia, and the four banks will soon be audited to find out what's happened to the people's money.
Now, just a quick note on those, on the Standing Committee, now that they've been served and it's a brief of evidence, that any further concealment of it is knowingly taking part in the fraud. So they really are in a difficult position where they have to make this knowledge public to the people. We've been ripped off by the government, by all the banks, and they haven't given us our prosperity packages, which should have sent Australia into a massive boom cycle of freedom and non-slavery, non-debt slavery. But they've concealed it and kept us all slaves. We know where we are today. We work, mother and father, you know, eight hours to work, 2 hours travelling each day or thereabouts, and there's no time for the children or the family unit anymore. So that's about all from me today.
Yep, we're from the Corruption Whistleblower newspaper, and we love blowing the whistle on government corruption. Thanks, everyone. Here, for every boot that's been laid out, is a man that's committed suicide in the last year. And what we're doing here is Gaz Wright and a few other of the boys got together and they came up with a decision. So they laid out every boot for one man that's committed suicide. So we're trying to get a minister on board to support us, because at the end of the day, it's not mental health that are killing these men. It's sort of like it's situation distress.
Yeah, it's financial stress.
It's financial stress. It's situation distress. It's not having my family stressed. It's how am I going to pay this bill?
Yeah,
you know, and men run with it and they're committing suicide. Now, if that doesn't just go to show what's going on in our country, nothing else will. And if no one wants to talk, you know,
this is why we've served the big four banksters, because this is what they're causing.
Yes, exactly.
They've kept the money, they've kept trillions, and this is the suicide per year.
Yep.
Heaps more per year. This is just a small representation of it.
And we only had one man come out here and represent our state. One person walked out this fucking building.
They don't care.
And come and have a look at this. I feel like going up there and becoming the old me.
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. These banks have kept the money. in collusion with the disgusting Australian government. You have so much blood on your hands.